This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling man.
I'm going to admit something to you on air right now. I over-prepare. I laid in bed last night for about 3 hours with an iPad reading news and watching video clips. Then I got up at about 6 a.m. this morning and researched for a couple hours. And then I got back to work and went over the latest news. And my head is just spinning. Matt, one of the producers, walked in. He goes, "This is going to be an incredible show today. Look at all these clips you sent us, the other clips we have. It's incredible. Total constitutional crisis, meltdown in the government. This is amazing." And I'm just like, yeah, I know it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing how good Trump is. A commission to expose election fraud and how the Democrats are openly getting illegals to vote in mass. Pence coming out and admitting that there's genocide against Christians, hundreds of thousands a year being killed. Nobody would say that just a year ago. U.S. steel coming roaring back. U.S. aluminum, U.S. dry goods, U.S. finished goods. So many good numbers, but then you juxtapose it with all the bad numbers, and we are in the best of times, worst of times. I opened the broadcast so many times with that statement, and then stuff like this. I watched this 7.5-minute GQ rant by Keith Olbermann, and I watched it very, very carefully. Let me tell you something. Olbermann didn't do this as a stunt. I know body language, and I watched it twice, last night and this morning. Keith Olbermann is completely mentally ill. He is mentally ill, and he is dangerous. When I yell and scream, it's because I'm angry, but I let myself do it. Let me explain the paradox. It's not an act, but it is. It's how I feel, but I let the dog off the leash. With Olbermann, he is completely out of control, calling for foreign governments to work with him to overthrow Trump, and then he begs the Russians to take Trump out. This is textbook sedition, textbook espionage. If I did something like this, I would be arrested within a day, and I should be. And then I've got so many clips of professors today and yesterday saying kill white people, kill conservatives, kill libertarians, and they've totally normalized it. We're not even human. And this is the climate. They're the danger, not Trump, not libertarians, not Christians, not conservatives. Liberals are not liberals. They are a fascist crazy cult. Now, even Lester Holt had to admit that Trump has a good point handing him a dossier of 20-plus Democrats calling for Comey to be fired, even last week. And he had to admit that he, quote, had a point. No, he has more than a point. He wasn't investigation. He wasn't being investigated for Russian collusion. But the Democrats keep selling it, and then Comey is running around doing whatever he wants, won't investigate illegal leaks, so Trump took action. Here he is with Lester Holt.
Grandstander, the FBI has been in turmoil. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the FBI a year ago. It was in virtual turmoil less than a year ago. It hasn't recovered from that.
Monday, you met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rob Rosenstein.
Right.
Did you ask for a recommendation?
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in the room.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter, you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well, they
so you
also,
had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was really room.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected. Very good guy. Very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, "I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation." Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
He told you weren't under investigation with regard to the Russian investigation?
I've heard that from others. I think
was it in a phone call? Did you meet face-to-face?
I had a...
You'll be right back. Stay with us.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure, you're listening to Alex Jones.
And if you can't see that the global corporate crony capitalist anti-free market eugenicist-based system is attacking Trump, is attacking Le Pen, is attacking Farage, is attacking Jones, is attacking Drudge, is attacking anybody who's independent and wants to have a free market, open, free society, you're blind. Donald Trump is anti-establishment. He's a total dark horse, an absolute rogue to the establishment. And anyone who has half a brain would be totally behind Trump right now. In fact, I can't believe he's fighting this hard. I said if he got 30-40% done in his first 4 years, he'd be as great as George Washington. Just killing TPP, just getting our industry turned back on, just cutting UN funding by 50%, just smashing the globalist Saudi creation ISIS. One of those things is unbelievably, irrevocably damaging to globalism. Trump wants to keep cash. Trump wants to keep the United States preeminent. Trump wants to rebuild our military. I saw all these headlines yesterday where it was him under his breath, but picked up by the press, saying, we're going back to GD steam. And that's because for a decade they've tried to make robotic catapults systems work to launch fighters off the decks of aircraft carriers when we invented that after World War I. And they can't make the robotic systems work right for a decade. Just like all those fighters that cost, you know, $2 billion a piece and an F-16 or an F-15 can defeat them from 1980. So I'm somebody that reads Weapons Quarterly. I'm somebody that stays up on basic weapon systems. And I know the Navy has had a nightmare with trying to replace their steam systems that catapult the airplanes off. The Chinese are trying to launch aircraft carriers. They still can't figure it out. Because America was always number one in engineering. The French couldn't build the Panama Canal. The Germans couldn't build the Panama Canal. We did. When they failed. But it just goes on and on. He's talked to top engineers. They say stay with steam. So he says, that's it. We're not going to have aircraft crashing and all this stuff. We're going back to steam. And they go, oh, he's a troglodyte. He's an idiot. But then you go research. And I went, you know, I heard they have a problem with steam for a decade. I went and researched for like 20 minutes. All these articles of how they can't make the new systems work right. Trump tried to get rid of the F-23 and all the rest of that, but they got in his face about it, so he said, fine. I mean, it's just, but notice he relaunched the manned space program that the globalists have killed. So he believes in humans being involved and controlling our environment and building a world for humans, not a world for globalist technocrats who think we're obsolete. It isn't that Trump doesn't know how to use technology. He doesn't trust it. Because he knows the people that have built it have put Trojan horses and backdoors into all of it. The genetic engineering, the smartphones, all of it. All of it. Man, I have got so much news to cover, so much good news. Pence gave a big speech, the vice president. They'd sworn they'd stick up for Christians. The UN admits in the last decade persecution of Christians has more than doubled. Hundreds of thousands are killed every year. And Pence gave out those numbers. He went over those numbers and admitted there's a Christian genocide happening globally. Those clips are coming up at the bottom of the hour. And instead of backing radical Islam out of Saudi Arabia, we're now fighting it. Instead of having our government put radical Muslims in charge and take out Iraq and take out Syria and take out Libya, take out our allies. Yeah, Libya had been our ally for 8 years. And take out Hosni Mubarak in Egypt, our ally for 32 years. Instead of that, that's all changing. And this isn't just going to be senseless war to install radical Muslims. This is targeted when they attack countries or Christians to defeat them. Now, it can certainly be turned into a wider war, something McMaster's tried to do and Trump's killed. But right now, we have to clean up Obama's mess. And that's happening. Journalist is credited with undercoming mass voter fraud, vows to aid Trump probe, Project Veritas. Trump launches commission to investigate voter fraud. That's got him real mad. This is big. China warms up to blockchain currency. That's a digital currency, may ditch paper money altogether for social control. I'm all for digital money to compete with government currencies, but we do not need to have a central government digital currency that brings total control. Soros expands effort to keep net neutrality censorship in place under the name of net neutrality. We'll explain that. That's just some of what we've got here. And it ties in what's happening with Pence with this headline. There's video of this. Fight the Jews and kill them. Outrage in Copenhagen at Iman's call. Twitter says telling truth about refugee crisis is hateful conduct. Pointing out objective facts that there are few women and children migrants could be illegal. That report on national news in Europe. Hungary and Slovakia taking EU to court over migrant quotas, where they're ordered to let them in. I'll be fine. Detroit school to hold Muslim girls-only prom. Let me tell you something. It isn't hundreds of thousands Obama brought in. Everywhere I went in Austin yesterday, including a suburb, I went in two shops, a Starbucks, and then I went in a pool supply place. And there were like seven people in the Starbucks. Three of them were young Muslim girls with hoods over their heads drinking coffee after school. Then I went to the pool supply place, same deal. And all I'm telling you is, imagine if you were in Saudi Arabia, and in Saudi Arabia they were walking the stores, and there were Christians and women with lipstick on and high heels everywhere. They'd start physically attacking you. But here, we're tolerant. So I'm just saying, we're letting in people in mass that are not tolerant, that are the most oppressive, cult-like people on earth, and it freaks me out. You bet I'm freaked out. You bet I am. I've got $3, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't like it. Oh, but the feminists all wear the hijab as a sign of their feminism. I get it. You got Stockholm syndrome, literally. By the way, the media has this firestorm going right now that Trump admits that the Russian probe was part of Comey firing. That's because he's being honest. He said, yeah, it's his flip-flopping. It's him thinking he's the boss. It's him not investigating Susan Rice and her leaks and how he's been spied on and saying that the president is crazy that he's being spied on when it's come out he was being spied on. That's outrageous to have the FBI director saying that about anybody that's above him in the chain of command. And saying he got nauseous, that he may have helped Trump win, all this other crap. And Trump goes, on top of it, it's a whole Democrat narrative made up that I'm with the Russians. They lost the election. That's why they're upset. They lost in the Electoral College, which is very hard to do, and gerrymandered towards them. And then they spin it. Oh, he's flip-flopping. He's no, there's a lot of reasons Comey got axed. And Trump is tweeting out all these videos, some of which we've produced, showing the Democrats saying get rid of him, get rid of him, up to last week. But let's go back first to him with Lester Holt yesterday, laying out that, no, he went with the recommendations, but he was already going to fire Comey. He was thinking about firing Comey the day he got elected. And guess what? I don't just have to believe Trump. I have him two nights after he was elected or sworn in saying, I'm thinking about firing him. I don't know if I'm going to keep him. And that was on like the 22nd of January. So I've got a memory, see, so I know Trump's like the North Star. Unless he changes the policy, then he'll explain why. That's on a flip-flop. But he's very steady. Let's go to part of the Lester Holt interview.
Regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
that. He told you weren't under investigation with regard to the Russian investigation?
I've heard that from others. I think
was it in a phone call? Did you meet face-to-face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House early on. A dinner was arranged. I think he asked for the dinner. And he wanted to stay on as the FBI head. And I said, I'll, you know, consider. We'll see what happens. But we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, you are not under investigation, which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. First of all,
when you're under investigation, you're giving all sorts of documents and everything. I knew I wasn't under. And I heard it was stated at the committee, at some committee level, that I wasn't. Number one.
So that didn't come directly from him.
Then during a phone call, he said it. And then during another phone call, he said it. So he said it once at dinner. And then he said it twice during phone calls.
Did you call him?
In one case, I called him. In one case, he called me.
And did you ask, am I under investigation?
I actually asked him, yes. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know, am I under investigation? He said, you are not under investigation.
But he's given sworn testimony that there is an ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. You were the centerpiece of the Trump campaign.
Well,
so was he being truthful
is,
when he
well,
said you were under investigation?
I know that I'm not under investigation, me, personally. I'm not talking about campaigns. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm not under investigation.
That's right. Because Trump delegated all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's known that the Clintons, the Podestas, all of them were on the Russian payroll. But they weren't Russian agents. They were taking money from basically scores of countries. They were agents of China. Hillary has been an agent of China going back to Don Tyson. It's well known. It's all over the news since the 90s. Totally documented. But what's amazing is Trump's restoring our country, our sovereignty, our military, and our energy. And they have the nerve to then claim he's some Russian stooge. It's just outrageous bull. We'll come back and play more of the interview straight ahead. And then we'll play the clips of Democrats calling for Comey's firing until they did a 180 on Monday.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Everywhere, as you know, is spinning things that Trump got caught flip-flopping and giving different stories. Like he's, a teenage kid caught breaking into a liquor store at 2 in the morning and the cops catch him with a bag of cash and 3 bottles of whiskey And you know, he says, oh, my dad works there. Oh, I own the liquor store. Oh, I found this money on the side of the street. But that's not what's happening. In an interview with no notes, the president's like, yeah, he's flip-flopping everywhere. He won't investigate leaks. He's not doing a very good job. And this whole Russia thing is completely made up, and I'm sick of it. And he told me I'm not under investigation. And he goes on to say, the Russians must really be laughing at us. This is idiotic. Why don't you investigate the Clintons? Why don't you look at how they're involved with the Russians and the uranium deal? But see, all that hits the cutting room floor. That's why Trump has to tweet that. That's why he came out today and he said, I'm done with Lester Holt and all the media. I'm going to hand out written statements now so they can't deceive the public. And that's what I've been saying, Mr. President. Mr. President, a couple nights a week, maybe Tuesday nights and Thursday nights or Saturday night, whatever you choose, do a live hour with computer screens, documents, walk around, like a cross between Dr. Phil, you know, meets Alex Jones, meets Donald Trump, meets Ross Perot, meets Glenn Beck with his chalkboards, and just go over the facts for people. It'll have 50 million views every night. It will destroy them. And you can play the clips of the Democrats all saying, fire Comey, 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 fire Comey. We never said fire Comey, and have the record skip sound. Trump says made up Russia story, part of decision to fire Comey. Of course, Trump was thinking of this Russia thing when he decided to fire Showboat Comey. Russia ties made up. Yeah. And then we know they wouldn't investigate them for their ties that are confirmed. Because Comey, his deputy directors, all of them, a bunch of Democrats, give money to the Democrats. They're disgusting. They all got put in power by Obama. And if you don't know that Obama broke the law and got rid of our borders and did whatever he wanted and sold out our jobs and created ISIS, and if you don't know that's treason, you don't know what it is. And the word is like 85% of the FBI absolutely knows what's going on, but it's the top. Is 8 years of Democrat rats. And Bush was a globalist as well. So God help our country. We need to just clean house, people. Boy, if Trump's a Russian agent, we need more like him, right? Our military, our sovereignty, our jobs. Give me a break. You've got all these foreign governments coming in. That's what globalism is. And ganging up on our country. And they got the nerve, when they're the ones selling our nation out, to say Trump's the one. Here's Trump on the whole Russia canard.
But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
Let me ask you about your termination letter to Mr. Comey. You write, I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. Why did you put that in there?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
he
that.
He told you weren't under investigation,
yeah,
with regard to the Russia investigation?
I've heard that from others. I think
was it in a phone call? Did you meet face-to-face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House.
Okay, so I wanted to add that where, again, he's on record saying that. And Trump reportedly says, you better watch out. There might be recordings of what you really said, Comey, before you start lying and leaking. We've got records. Yeah, the phone calls are all recorded. Comey knows that. So here is the clip on the Russian situation.
He made a recommendation. He's highly respected, very good guy, very smart guy. The Democrats like him. The Republicans like him. He made a recommendation. But regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey, knowing there was no good time to do it. And in fact, when I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election that they should have won. And the reason they should have won it is the Electoral College is almost impossible for a Republican to win. Very hard, because you start off at such a disadvantage. So everybody was thinking they should have won the election. This was an excuse for having lost an election.
That's right. And then Trump tried to leave him alone. He tried to not have him indicted. And then they all try to have him removed. Mr. President, that's an example of why you've got to just follow justice and not try to compromise. They're not going to compromise with you. They want to defeat this country. They want to overwhelm us. They want to dominate the nation. They're globalists. They're anti-American. When we come back, I've got several master clips of Democrats over and over again calling for Comey's firing. But now they've changed their tune, saying they never did that. Or Hillary had real reasons to fire him. Trump doesn't. That's Hillary's latest flip-flopping. And then, Keith Olbermann has committed a blaring, clear-cut, textbook, unavoidable crime. He must be prosecuted. He is organizing active sedition.
On March, the Empire's on the run.
Espionage.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He's organizing covert operations against the president and foreign powers.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, Spicer's done some good work, but he's been like a deer in the headlights, so he's been replaced the last few days with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who isn't as good looking as a guilfoyle, but I got to tell you, she's super sharp, and she just destroys these reporters when they're attacking the president and all the hypocrisy. So we're going to play that in a few minutes and play some of these clips. And then I'm going to get into Putin's response saying, it's your country. I'm not involved. This is all ridiculous. Then he goes and plays hockey, makes a bunch of goals. And then he falls down twice. And our media goes, oh, not so tough. You fell down. Forget what you think of Putin. He's the guy in the arena. So the press is literally acting like the people that Teddy Roosevelt talked about that will attack the man in the arena. We'll talk about how he stumbled or how he fell, but thank God we'll never be one of those timid souls who never actually get in the arena. It's just crazy. So, first off, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener supported, and it is the folks buying products at InfoWarsStore.com that fund this operation. We're not funded. The radio stations are. The networks are. It's important to support GCN. It's important to support your local stations. But if you want to fund us, buy a water filtration system. We have the very best gravity-fed systems from ProPure and, of course, from Alexa Pure. They're very similar to each other. They're apples and oranges, but they all reduce things down to zero or non-detectable levels, but give you the good minerals. And so when you do purchase the products, it makes what we do here possible. So check out the water filtration systems for yourself and your family. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is now back in stock at 15% off for a limited time. This is the way to get your multivitamins and your minerals with the amino acids so you actually absorb more of it into your body. Great way to give it to your children as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The affordable and great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. For a limited time, we're giving you 15% off. Every bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com, while supplies last. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. All this is a unique delivery system, a proprietary manufacturing process. The formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin products. And it's available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And since I mentioned water filters, let me just break this down for you. The Alexa Pure folks, they're one of the leading gravity-fed companies in the nation, are doing an unprecedented 25% off all Alexa Pure water filtration systems. They got like eight different ones. They normally do one at a time. They're doing 25% off, quite frankly, because they made a mistake. They actually over-ordered the production and have a glut of them. So it's always good. They're normally selling out. They have a glut. And so they're giving us 25% off the already discounted price. So you're getting a $200-something filter for $125. I mean, you just can't beat deals like that because in some cases, it's not just 25% off. It's 25% off the discount that's already there. But we should probably change this and explain that. It's not just 25% off retail. It's 25% off the normal sale. So we've got these systems as low as $59. You cannot beat that for stainless steel gravity-fed systems, the tabletop pitcher systems, you name it. So it's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And our great probiotic biome defense is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We shout out with top developers to create the ultimate system for the highest quality and lowest price with biome defense. Your gut, in most cases, is totally dead of good bacteria because of all the pesticides, herbicides, and things in the food and water. And so that's why replacing good flora is so important. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into the big news. If you just joined us, you know there's a firestorm. They're trying to bring Trump down. The whole power structure, the entire media is lying about him, twisting, infiltrating, leaking. He's got traitors in his own midst because most people are cowards and they're selling out to the system because they can't handle the heat in the kitchen. And Trump has come out and said Comey was unreliable. He was doing a bad job. He wouldn't investigate leaks. He wouldn't investigate Clinton crimes. And the word is now from FBI sources, this has been the national news, is that the Clinton criminal investigation is about to reopen. Oh, you want to criminally investigate Trump with no evidence? You want to wiretap him and then admit you were wiretapping him and then lie and say you weren't because no evidence was found. It's all going to come out. You want to punch Trump in the face? He's always said he's a counter puncher. The defense is always stronger than the offense if you're in the right, and Trump knows that. So get ready, criminals. I told you days ago, Trump is taking the gloves off, and that's exactly what's happening right now. Now, let's go through some of these riveting clips. Then I'm getting to Keith Olbermann openly calling for mass criminal activity. I mean, if he doesn't get arrested or put in a mental ward, bare minimum, then we're in a whole new climate here. He's calling for foreign governments to help aid and abet in a violent overthrow of our executive branch. I mean, this is just unprecedented sliminess. But first, let's go ahead now and get to this clip where she annihilates this guy. Sarah Sanders exposes hypocritical Democrat relations after Comey was fired. This is from yesterday. Here it is.
I asked you directly yesterday if the president had already decided to fire James Comey when he met with the Deputy Attorney General. And you said no. Also, the Vice President of the United States said directly that the president acted to take the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General to remove the FBI director. Sean Spicer said directly it was all him, meaning the Deputy Attorney General. Now we learn from the president directly that he had already decided to fire James Comey. So why were so many people giving answers that just...
Hey, dummy, let's back that up 5 seconds, please. It's called a consensus. You know, like if you have a jury of 12 people and then they agree, it's not that they're all even agreeing for the same reasons. They all have different reasons overall, but together it's called a consensus. A consensus that the mainstream media are liars. A consensus that they're elitist that have disdain for the American people. A consensus that you can't be trusted. A consensus that you're hacks. A consensus that you're slime. So days after they come out and say there were recommendations, on and on, he says, yeah, there were recommendations, but I had my own reasons as well. That's not him lying. That's him being genuine. Something you try to twist. Something you try to misrepresent. Because Trump's not a lawyer. And not playing lawyer games. Let's go back to her response.
Fire James Comey. So why were so many people giving answers that just weren't correct? Were you guys in the dark? Was the vice president misled again, as happened?
I know you'd love to report that we were misled and we want to create... Hold on, Jonathan. I let you finish and read off every single one of those statements. So unless you want to trade places, I think it's my turn now. I think it's pretty simple. I hadn't had a chance to have the conversation directly with the president to say. I'd had several conversations with him, but I didn't ask that question directly. Had you already made that decision? I went off of the information that I had when I answered your question. I've since had the conversation with him right before I walked on today, and he laid it out very clearly. He had already made that decision. He'd been thinking about it for months, which I did say yesterday and have said many times since. And Wednesday...
Back it up again. 5 seconds. Thank you. He went on TV 2 days after he was sworn in with his wife and said, I don't know if I'm going to keep coming. We may get rid of him. He's done some weird stuff. And then later he just did so much weird things like going on TV and saying the president made him nauseous, that he might have helped get him elected, mildly nauseous, and that he also thought that Trump was crazy, that Obama was wiretapping him when it was in the front page of the New York Times, the Washington Post, you name it, that Obama was wiretapping him, and then you think we're so stupid and don't have a memory, you come back and say you never were wiretapping him because there's nothing in the wiretaps, as the head of the Intelligence Committee has said in the House, because he's read the transcripts. There's no treason. There's no collusion. There's nothing with the Russians. Nothing. But setting up meetings with them, that's normal. And then they finally have Lavrov, the foreign minister, and the ambassador to the United States from Russia in a meeting, and they turned that into a giant conspiracy theory and say that Trump's helping them plant listening devices in the Oval Office. That's how crazy these people are. Let's go back to it.
Yesterday, and have said many times since. And Wednesday, I think, was the final straw that pushed him. And the recommendation that he got from the Deputy Attorney General just further solidified his decision. And again, I think reaffirmed that he made the right one.
Was the Vice President in the dark, too?
Nobody was in the dark, John.
Pause, back it up. No one's in the dark. When the President finally did a TV interview, he laid out the truth that he was sick of him, that the guy was waffling all over the place, that the Democrats couldn't stand him, that he said when he first got into office he might get rid of him. And then he got recommended on top of what he'd already made the decision. He's the president. So notice the guy goes back to the talking point. Oh, so you were kept in the dark. Oh, you were misled when she just said she wasn't. They just keep coming back with their lies. That's why they're hated. It's why they're disdained. It's why they're disgusting. So let's go back to this little man. Here it is.
The vice president in the dark, too?
Nobody was in the dark, Jonathan. You want to create this false narrative. If we want to talk about contradicting statements and people that were maybe in the dark, how about the Democrats? Let's read a few of them. You want to talk about them? Here's what Democrats said not long ago about Comey. Harry Reid said Comey should resign and be investigated by the Senate. Senator Chuck Schumer said, I don't have confidence in him any longer. Senator Bernie Sanders said it would not be a bad thing for the American people if Comey resigned. Nancy Pelosi said Comey was not in the right job. Former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz said that she thought Comey was no longer able to serve in a neutral and credible way. President Obama's advisor, Valerie Jarrett, reportedly urged him to fire Comey. Just yesterday, Representative Maxine Waters said that Hillary Clinton would have fired Comey. If you want to talk about people in the dark, our story is consistent. The president is the only person that can fire the director of the FBI. He serves at the pleasure of the president. The president made the decision. It was the right decision. The people that are in the dark today are the Democrats. They want to come out. They want to talk about all of these. They love Comey and how great he was. Look at the facts. The facts don't lie. Their statements are all right there. I think it's extremely clear that, and frankly, I think it's kind of sad. In Washington, we finally had something that I think we should have all been able to agree on.
Exactly.
And that was that Director Comey shouldn't have been at the FBI, but the Democrats want to play partisan games, and I think that's the most glaring thing that's being left out of all of your process.
Wow, she's good. Better than Spicer. Put her brain in the brain case of the Fox info babe. We got some, no, they're both super smart. How about have both those ladies up there tag teaming? And we get a new FBI female director. That'll throw it in the liberals' faces. I don't care. They're all women up there as long as they're constitutionalists. Give me a woman president right now. Let's do it. As long as it's not Kingpin Hillary. But getting back to that clip, I was thinking there, Comey was so hated by the Democrats that if he ever then said, yeah, the investigation in Russia is over, they'd claim that he was being controlled by Trump. So Trump basically had nothing else he could do but get rid of Comey because Comey had politicized things to the 10th degree. Now, I want to get to Overman after the break. But first, let's go to a few of these clips. We put one of these together. Trump's been tweeting these out. Democrats should be ashamed is the first thing that Trump tweeted out. And again, this is just examples of the Democrats saying how much they hate Comey and then hoping you don't remember this.
Comey acted in an outrageous way. I think he should take a hard look at what he has done. And I think it would not be a bad thing for the American people if he did step down.
And do you believe that Jim Comey should resign, Senator Reid?
Of course.
Did you want to see him gone?
So it's absolutely true that Democrats have been very critical of James Comey, and many of us did call for his resignation.
It's hard to be a director of such an important institution when that trust is no longer there.
Can you tell us anything about the discussion?
No, it's classified, and we can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
FBI director not to send a letter. Comey ignored the warning and sent that letter to lawmakers.
He even released internal FBI memos and interview notes. I may have missed this, but my 42 years here, I've never seen anything like that.
Mr. Comey can render his country now is to resign. Failing that, Jeff Sessions should invite him for a meeting after he's confirmed as Attorney General and ask for him to resign.
I agree with the Wall Street Journal. It's in the best interest of the country that he stepped down.
Joey, you're fine, frankly, publicly, about legal conduct. The president ought to fire Comey immediately, and he ought to initiate an investigation.
There needs to be restoration of the credibility of the FBI.
I mean,
that needed to be done.
And I think he should resign because he's damaged the FBI's reputation.
The faith of the people of the FBI is somewhat shaken in their leadership, and I think the faith of the country is in the director of the FBI is somewhat perilous. Given all of that, I think you ought to spend more time with his family.
The answer is that he resigns by midnight tonight, or early enough that the world can know that
maybe he's not in the right job.
I believe the Comey letter was a foul deed. I applaud what the director Comey did. I mean, and now they totally switch over. I would say it's the lowest history of the FBI. He should pack his things and go. That's Hank Johnson that thinks that islands float. I no longer have confidence. Tim Walz, another Democrat. And then the rest of the video just shows some of the tweets where the Democrats are saying, get rid of Comey. But then a total, complete, perfect flip-flop, the most precise 180 I've ever seen in politics, with Hillary just a week ago saying that he's the reason she lost, that he was clearly working for Trump. And then Trump does what the Democrats are asking for, what everybody wants, while Comey's saying Trump isn't under investigation for Russia. And they flip it around and say he got rid of him because Comey was getting too close to the Russiagate situation. The witch hunt where Democrats admit no evidence has ever been found. So there you go. And now they want a special prosecutor and a special counsel and special investigators. And I've got a bunch of other videos coming up in the next hour with Trump saying, I may get rid of Comey, when he was first sworn in to office, which is what he said again on Lester Holt on NBC. But when we come back, Keith Olbermann is, I can look in his eyes, he is truly mentally ill. He is truly having a mental collapse.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online. Line with no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 8181.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, I don't know where to begin. Remember a few months ago when Oberman said that our country has been taken over by the Russians? Remember he said that this is Russian scum. He is a Russian agent. We are now at war with Russia. Russia scum! And then he comes out in a video last night for GQ. And you look at his eyes. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. We have the video posted. He looks like he's completely mentally ill and like he's completely scared and like he's this five-year-old young boy who's afraid that Krusty the Clown's coming to kill him. And then he calls for foreign governments, including Russia, to take Trump out because now Russia must know how evil he is. And then here's Trump weathering the storm, restoring our republic, getting our jobs back, getting Obamacare repealed in the House, just over-delivering, total stalwart, totally in control, totally slick. And it's like, he's crazy, he's evil, he's bad, we gotta, the whole world's in danger. This is mental illness, but it's more than that. It's called espionage. It's called treason. It's called aiding a foreign power to carry out criminal operations against your country. It's called being guilty of high treason. It's one thing trying to overthrow your government. It's another thing when you do it with foreign powers. Then it's treason, not just sedition. And it'd be one thing if Trump was really this foreign power and he was screwing us over like the globalists. But instead, he's actually an American who really is restoring the country with all the globalists coming after us. That's what globalism is. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the TPP. Trump is literally pulling us out of all that and reforming it. Cut UN funding by 50%. But Oberman turns it around now and says, we've got to stop this American madman. Thought he was a Russian agent. We've got to stop him. Please, Russia, help us take him out. Do something. And I've watched Oberman quite a bit. He is literally having a mental breakdown here and is absolutely scared. These people are crazy. They thought they ran America. That's their power trip. That's their identity. And now they've lost their identity, and they are hitting the panic button. And there's liberal professors everywhere calling to kill Trump supporters, calling to kill Trump. Nothing's being done about it. I mean, we've got a guy for GQ magazine reaching millions of people saying kill everybody that he basically disagrees with and that we're at war with Russia and Russia scum. In fact, here's the Russia scum clip first. Here it is.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
All right. Now, let's start going out to break with the first clip where he calls on all intelligence agencies and citizens, everyone else, overthrow Trump, stop him, the world, come to America, attack us.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and the governments of what is left of the free world, to them as entities, entireties, as bureaucracies making official decisions, and to the individuals who make decisions of conscience. To GCHQ and MI6 in the UK, to the BND in Germany, the DGSE in France, the ASIS in Australia, and even to the GRU in Russia, where they must already be profoundly aware that they have not merely helped put an amoral cynic in power here, but an uncontrollable one.
All right, let's stop there. That is the problem. He's not controlled by the globalists. So now you're more honest. You want the foreign powers who did meddle in our election. The EU got involved. The globalists got involved. The UN got involved. The Saudis got involved. The Pope got involved. The Chinese dictator got involved. Cuba got involved. Mexico got involved. Canada got involved. But you couldn't stop the American people. You got your asses handed to you. And now you want the whole world to gang up on us more. You dirtbag traitor.
Visit GCN
Live. His ass needs to be in a supermax prison. He is an enemy. Let's go to Devin in Florida.